And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A New Mexico woman is dead after an engine on a Southwest Airlines plane exploded at 32,000 feet. Jennifer Reardon of Albuquerque was pulled partway out a window, shattered by shrapnel from the engine. Another passenger pulled her back into the plane. The 43-year-old bank executive and married mother of two is pronounced dead at a Philadelphia hospital. The Boeing 737 was about 20 minutes into a scheduled flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Dallas-Fort Worth. The plane did land safely at Philadelphia International Airport. Funeral services are being announced for former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. Mrs. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. The public will be allowed to view her on Friday, and then a memorial service is scheduled for Saturday at the same church. Mrs. Bush served as First Lady from 1989 to 1993. Didn't get your taxes in yet? IRS is giving taxpayers another day to file the taxes after technical difficulties on its website yesterday. Taxpayers don't need to do anything to get the extra day. The IRS says during a system outage yesterday, taxpayers could still file electronically. You can also file for a six-month extension if you need that extra time. And a California lottery winner is crediting his win to karma from a recent good deed. Michael Forsberg said before he walked into a Ridgecrest mini mart, he gave a man $6 because he thought he looked down on his luck. While he was in the store, Forsberg bought a scratch-off ticket, ended up being a $750,000 winner. He called the win an impossible dream. And it's not the first time he's won big. 7 years ago, he won $10,000 from the California lottery.
Did he do something nice also?
Was that same guy out there? That was my question. Was the same guy that he gave the $6 to out there going, huh, you got $750,000, do you?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question. According to a new survey, 26% of Americans plan to use their tax refund for this. What are they using it for?
All right, let's find out. KC, here's Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think? What are we using the refund for?
Well, I'm going to guess it's to go on vacation.
I would love to use it for that purpose. That's not it.
All right, thank you.
No. All right, in Odessa, here's Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
How are we using that refund?
He took mine, but I'm going to say to get a new or fix your car.
Oh, fix the old car up. No.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Casey. Here's Tiffany. What do you think, Tiffany? Are we spending the tax money on?
Shopping spree.
Oh, a good old shopping spree. Not it. But did you do that? Are you getting a refund?
No, I actually owed money this year. And
that hurts.
That's a bummer.
I know.
Yep. Sorry.
All right, Independence, here's Diana. Good morning, Diana.
Hi.
Hi there. What are we going to spend the refund on?
I'm going to put it in the bank and save it for a rainy day.
Oh, no, that's not it, but that's a smart thing to do. I would have never thought of that myself.
Right.
What? I'm sorry, save this?
I have money. It has to be spent.
Oh, that's not it. Did you get your taxes done? You know we get an extra day.
Oh, I've got mine done and back.
All right. Good for you.
Good job, Harrisonville. Here's Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
What do you think?
How about paying off some debt?
Paying off debt. Yes, that is what 26% of Americans plan to use their tax refund for. They said primarily holiday overspending. So all those Christmas presents we bought, yeah, we got to pay those off.
Awesome.
You got it. We'll hook you up with some free tickets to go out to Pig and Swig this weekend. Enjoy some barbecue, bourbon, and bacon down in the Power and Light.
That is an awesome prize because I went there last year and it was great, so I'm excited.
Oh, good. Yeah, go back and enjoy it for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you have to spend any money down there.
See? Joey, get
well,
all the in.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, there's always money to
You'll
be spent.
You'll find a way, right?
Yes.
Joey will get your info. Back to using the money for vacation, though. You know, we announced a couple of months ago that the show with Jen and Truda is going to be heading down to Florida.
Right,
broadcasting
right.
live from Orlando this summer to celebrate our birthdays. And so suitcaseofdreams.biz put together these incredible packages. They could include, and you can customize them, but they can include your flight, your hotel, everything, park tickets if you'd like to head down and see Mickey and Minnie, all of that stuff. And last I heard, her packages were $400 to $500 less than anything else you could find.
Wow, wow.
Because trust me, I've tried to put together a Disney vacation before.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. It ain't easy. It's hard to figure out the reservations and to do everything. Suitcase of Dreams, which is a Liberty, Missouri business, travel agency, they'll put everything together for you, and it's cheaper than anything else you can get that I've found. So check it out, suitcaseofdreams.biz. You can still go with us. And you don't have to go the exact dates we're going this summer. You can go around that time, whatever. They'll help you put together the package.
Yeah, the great part is if you book through us, no matter if you go with us, you'll take advantage of the deals.
Yeah.
But it would be great to have you come celebrate our birthdays.
Wow.
And we've got some special things, some special tours we're going to do.
Yes.
Special things we'll get to see that the average person does not have access to.
I don't know if we're supposed to say it, but a special dessert evening at Epcot, which sounds amazing.
Anytime you put dessert in there, it is pretty amazing.
Kids, you go over there, enjoy that. Mommy's over here having some dessert and a beverage at Epcot, all right?
Less than a month to get on board with that, so a good use of the tax refund money.
Yes.
Hooking it up right there.
There you go.
Suitcaseofdreams.biz.
It's exactly what you want to check out.
There you go. All right, coming up here, we'll do entertainment news.
Who just got named the most beautiful woman of 2018? We'll tell you.
Me.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, comedy writer and late night host Conan O'Brien is 55. From Will and Grace, actor Eric McCormack is also 55. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, actress Melissa Joan Hart is 42 today. And reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian is 39.
My favorite of the Kardashian clan.
You're not Team Khloe?
No, not at all. No.
Joey, you have a favorite Kardashian?
Kanye counts?
Yes, Kanye does count.
Kanye or one of the kids, I guess.
We'll get to some Kardashian news here in just a second. But first, People Magazine has just announced 2018's most beautiful woman, and it is Pink. Of course it's Pink. This issue just got unveiled today. They're now calling it the Beautiful Issue. People described Pink as a performer, mother, and role model whose honesty, humor, confidence, and sheer star power make her one of the most beloved and fascinating entertainers on the planet. Joey, the producer, feel free to jump in here. We saw her when she was at Sprint Center, like a month ago? Honestly, out of all the concerts I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to a lot of shows, I'm putting that top three for sure. Maybe the best concert I've ever been to. It was like half Broadway performance, half concert. Incredible.
It was absolutely amazing. I still love the fact that not just like fire, we were so close, we could feel the flames.
Yes, absolutely.
And just watching her fly all through the Sprint Center was amazing.
No matter where you were in the Sprint Center, she flew over your head.
Yeah.
Literally. Trapeze style, while singing and dancing at the same time.
That was amazing. I mean, I saw a little girl in front of me waving at Pink, and I'm like, I kind of want to wave too. I feel that little 5-year-old is correct. We should all wave at Pink while she's doing this.
And one of my favorite moments, she was so personable. You know, she's singing to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And at one point, she just looked out. She points over in a section. She goes, "You in the yellow sparkly shirt. I like that shirt." I mean, it doesn't get better than that. So
personal. So,
totally agree. She is 2018's most beautiful woman.
Well deserved.
Kendrick Lamar, Bruno Mars, and Ed Sheeran are leading Sunday's Billboard Music Awards with the most nominations. They are all in the running for 15 awards, including Top Artist. The full list of nominees was just announced, along with the reveal of this year's host, Kelly Clarkson. The Billboard Music Awards will be in Las Vegas on Sunday night. Steve Harvey was on the Ellen Show yesterday, and he was talking about the Kardashian family's upcoming episode of Celebrity Family Feud, and he admitted who emerged as the star player and who didn't do so well.
Can I tell you something? Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show. He loves the show. His people said, "Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working." Kanye smiled. When I introduced him, he smiled. When I talked to him at the panel, just tune in and you'll see Kanye smiling. Kim didn't know nothing.
Kim didn't know nothing. A shock to no one. Family Feud episode was filmed last month. It is expected to air in May.
Oh, that's great.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just a terrible story yesterday. A New Mexico woman is dead after an engine on a Southwest Airlines plane exploded on a flight yesterday. 43-year-old Jennifer Reardon was pulled partway out a window, shattered by shrapnel from the engine. The plane did land safely at Philadelphia International Airport. Funeral services for former First Lady Barbara Bush are scheduled this week in Houston. Mrs. Bush died yesterday at the age of 92. A memorial service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday. The wife of former President George H.W. Bush will be buried at the Bush Presidential Library Center in College Station, Texas.
And she was like the nation's mom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sad story, because she was like everybody's mom.
Did you see the story? Someone posted it on the KC1021 Facebook page. Let me scroll down, because they had a great story that I hope is true, because it was super cute. This comment said, "I don't know if it's true, but I heard during Bush Sr.'s presidency, Barbara and George bumped into a classmate of Barbara's. She told George that the man that they had just met had tried to date her in high school. George said, 'Lucky for you, it didn't work out, or you wouldn't be in the White House.' And Barbara said, 'If it worked out, I would still be in the White House, just not with you.'" I hope that is a true story.
Well, she and George Sr., 73 years married.
Yeah.
The longest presidential couple to have been married.
Incredible.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Starbucks has announced that it plans to close more than 8,000 of its stores for an afternoon next month to conduct racial bias training. The announcement comes just days after two innocent black men were arrested in a Philadelphia store for refusing to leave while waiting for their friend to arrive, an incident that was captured in a now viral video and sparked several protests. The coffee shop chain said it will close more than 8,000 company-owned locations for several hours May 29th to conduct racial bias education geared toward preventing discrimination in their stores. And contrary to popular belief, not smiling doesn't actually make you look cooler. This is according to a new study in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. The research, which had participants judge the coolness of models in print ads, found that emotionally inexpressive people didn't seem cool, but cold. Don't have that resting bee face. You know what I'm saying, Brian
gotcha.
Truda?
Right, right.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Resting Brian face. Coming up here, we'll make you smile. We'll give you a trip to L.A. for a movie premiere.
And
somebody. Billy Joel.
Yes, here and there.
And the age difference.
Wait till you hear this story out of Tennessee.
Come for the story, stay for the clips.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Imagine you look over at your partner while that song plays through the candlelight. She is 60 years older than you are.
You are 19-year-old Gary Hardwick. Your current wife, 72.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Almeida. They're very much in love. They say they met at Chuck E. Cheese, which is maybe my favorite part of this story.
Was he there for his birthday?
Just
wrapping up his party?
He was jumping in the bubble pit. This is a couple from Tennessee. Even better, his former girlfriend was even older. She was 77.
Right, and he was 17 at the time, right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
Wow. Guys always had a penchant for the older ladies. As we said, come for the story, stay for the clips. There is audio of these people.
Yeah.
Let's find out what brought the two of these lovebirds together, shall we? That's what they say here.
We met at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. There was a birthday party there. I looked into his eyes and I just fell in love with those brown eyes. I just looked at him and knew that he was the one I wanted to best spend my life with.
The first thing that attracted me to Almeida was her beautiful, gorgeous blue eyes, her personality, always full of laughter. And we just connected so well. Everything about her just captures my heart since day one.
Okay. All right. So connection there, the beauty, their eyes.
Just 2 weeks after meeting, he proposed. 6 days after that, they were husband and wife. They are married. They are happy. She's got 6 grandchildren from a previous marriage. Interesting.
How about that wedding night, Gary?
The first time we made love was on our wedding night. It was an amazing experience. And there was just such a deep connection there.
No.
Very, very deep connection between both of us.
Stop the clips.
Just very amazing.
I want off the train. No.
It was such a deep connection there, Jen.
She's 72. He's 19. I don't think we can beat that this morning, but I would be interested to see the farthest age gap we can find.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a big age difference?
I would hazard a guess and say, I mean, it's actually in my household that Danielle is older than I am.
Also the case in my household.
By 4, sometimes 5 years, depending on where the calendar falls.
Yep.
But yeah, I wonder when the woman is older, how much younger are the women and the guys there? Want to find out.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. What's the age difference in your relationship? Can you beat 72 to 19? That's a pretty solid age gap. Somebody on the text line just said, so she must be rich? I don't think so, because we saw video and they were in their home. It did not look like...
Yeah, it didn't seem like it.
Not a nice big mansion or anything. And by the way, both of them nicely attractive people.
Yeah, they actually don't look...
She
terrible, right?
No, yeah. She doesn't look like she's particularly that old. She doesn't, I think she looks fantastic for 72. He's a decently looking guy. It just works for them, apparently. She fell in love with his eyes.
Little Guy Fieri-esque, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, me. All right, 816-576-7102. Already getting some people stacked up here on the line. We'll take the calls next after Bon Jovi. It's a great song for this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, man, you give love a bad name because, well, we're 50 years apart in age.
Sweet, sweet couple.
It's just nothing but a number.
Tennessee meets at a Chuck E. Cheese, falls in love. They're now married after just 2 weeks. She is 72. He is 19.
You know, typical story of love.
From the text line, my wife is 5 years and 2 months older than I am right now. She's 37. I'm 31. Okay, that sounds about, that doesn't sound like too big of a deal. My grandma was 15 when my grandpa was born. Now it's a little more of an age gap
right,
there.
Right.
And then 16 years, I'm 30. He is 47.
Okay.
Also on the text line.
Yeah. But we think it's common though for a guy to be older than the woman.
That's the
especially
general.
By, that big of a spread. But
sure.
Typically, I find it weird that the guy is younger in this case and that she is so much older.
Well, yeah, 19 to 72, and his previous girlfriend was 77.
Right, so he's got a thing for that age range,
yeah.
Right? And just, I'm going to torment you with this now.
The first time we made love was on our wedding night. It was an amazing experience.
I don't want to hear that about anybody, let alone 72 and 19. By the way, he was 17 when they met. For the record.
Right.
Which creeps me out.
Oh, he talks about his previous girlfriend here.
My past relationship, she was 77 years old. We was together for almost 2 years. It was never going to work out with her, and she wasn't my soulmate anyways. This right here is my soulmate. Forever. I've never been attracted to younger women at all, even when I was, 13 or 14. I've always had attraction for older women. My grandmother was the one that raised me, so...
Oh, I wish I had not heard that.
Okay, well, that last line...
Wow.
A lot about the psychology.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, they just cleared that story up real fast.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Okay.
On the plus side, I don't think any of us want to eat today.
I just saved you breakfast. Joey, you actually put up here on the screen that you had a friend that this kind of scenario happened with.
Yeah, I had a friend. She was telling me a few years ago that her dad was dating someone about her age, and she was 19 at the time.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's that.
That was a little weird to hear.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones, 816-576-7102. We'll take your calls or your text on the age difference this morning. But this one, very interesting, because Frank here says he accidentally fell into this relationship. Frank, how do you accidentally date somebody older?
Yes, I was 23 and was in a career that was dominated by people a lot older than me, so she thought I was about 15, 16 years older than I was. She was an aerobics instructor who looked fantastic, who was 54. Because she looked fantastic, I thought she was about 15, 16 years old, younger than she was.
Sure.
One day, I saw her driver's license on my counter, and I looked at it and did some quick math and realized that she was 54 when I was 23.
Ooh.
And then she just about lost it because she had a kid who was 30.
Wow. That is a solid age difference there.
It was pretty solid, but it worked really, really well until I did some quick math on her driver's license and was idiot enough to tell her.
And did that freak you out then? Was it over after that?
Oh, yeah. It was over, right there. As soon as she realized that her kid was older than me by 7 years.
But that was, how long had you been together at that point?
Long enough to, for about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But things were going well, and then this was the only, you know, wrench in the whole works right there, huh?
Aerobics instructor.
Yeah.
Well, I like how he says that, like two words, aerobics instructor. Oh, well, I'm sorry things didn't work out, but I'm glad you had a good 6 weeks.
It was pretty awesome, but thank you very much. I wanted to recount that.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, bud. See ya.
The answer to all of this comes from our text line. 6901 said the youngest you can date is half your age plus 7 years. I believe that's fact. I think that's written in stone.
That is true. I did hear that on an episode of Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. So that's true. By the way, Billy Joel.
So what is that?
Billy Joel is 68. His wife is 35.
Wow.
You could be seeing Billy Joel here in Kansas City and there in Chicago at Wrigley Field. Your chance at that coming up within just minutes.
I guess I didn't realize that he was so old. Half plus seven, huh?
Don't you worry. You've got Danielle. You're just
that's
fine.
That's 24. Okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
You know, we all deserve a little bit of good news for today. I mean, as if we didn't, what we didn't talk about a half hour ago wasn't great news.
You know, 72-year-old dating a 19-year-old married now, happily, after 2 weeks.
To each his own.
That's right.
A story of love and dedication.
I found a great All the Feels story this morning. Zach Sievers, 19-year-old college baseball player, was heartbroken when he learned his grandmother had stage 4 lung cancer and was unable to leave her Illinois home to watch him play baseball, a shared passion of theirs. So what did he do? Asked his teammates from Lewis and Clark College to play a game in his grandma's backyard so that she can watch from her window.
Aww.
How much do you love these boys already?
Right.
He said as his grandma's condition worsened, she continued to ask about his team.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the teammates, come to my grandma's house.
Right.
Play a game in her backyard.
And they went along with it, right? They went and played the game?
They play a little game in the backyard. She sits up. She can look out her bedroom window. My aunt opened the blinds, he says, and we all waved at her. The group played wiffle ball, which is even better. You can't play baseball in a backyard when you're a real college player.
Right.
So they play a little wiffle ball. He threw some pitches as his grandma looked on, said he went in to greet her after the game, and she was the happiest that he'd seen her in a long time.
Oh, check this out.
She was always asking about the team, and she was always really interested in how the team was doing, and she loves baseball, and she loves the Cardinals, so we used to always talk baseball.
Oh, other than the Cardinals' love, I'm totally with this family. I love that. And it gives you hope, because you know you hear about the jerky kids?
Right, right.
And now here's a group of kids doing some great stuff.
Things did kind of go awry, though, when Zach's teammate Gary said, well, how old's your grandma
Stop
again?
It!
I've always had attraction for older women.
Uh-uh.
My grandmother was the one that raised me. So.
Yeah.
Don't this you is, dare mix topics this morning.
Talk about your grandma's backyard? Or we're
dare
going?
You
oh,
ruin...
Oh, you're playing a baseball game there. Oh.
Stop ruining my all the feels. Your teen grandma love.
She's single, right?
That's... Help me, Joey.
My all the feels story today is not about Gary and his 77-year-old girlfriend. How about Don Jones II of San Francisco 49ers? Went back to Alabama where he grew up, where he's from, to take a girl called Lindsay Preston, a girl with disabilities, to her prom at Moulton High School.
Oh, I love that.
It's one of those cases where she had reached out. This was his hometown where he grew up, and he said that this was something that he was more than willing to do. So check this out.
More good stuff to show and mention. Don Jones plays for the San Francisco 49ers. He's from Lawrence County. He recently came back to town to take a young girl with disabilities to her prom in Moulton, special needs prom 2018. You know, corsages, tux, gown, dancing. They had a ball, pun intended. Way to go, Don Jones.
Pretty awesome.
Very sweet story.
Yeah, big celebrity, big football player takes time out to do something like that. That's great.
It's all the feels. You're welcome for the cry on the way to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but about that grandma. Seriously.
You know what?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
If you didn't get your taxes done, you're getting a break. The IRS is giving taxpayers another day to file their taxes after technical difficulties on its website yesterday. Taxpayers don't need to do anything to get the extra day. The IRS says during a system outage yesterday, taxpayers could still file electronically. You can also file for a 6-month extension if you need that extra time. The public is invited to pay their respects to the late Barbara Bush. The former First Lady and wife of President George H.W. Bush died yesterday at age 92. Her son, former President George W. Bush, wrote in a statement last night that his family is sad, but their souls are settled because they know hers was too. The funeral for Barbara Bush will be Saturday at St. Martin's Church in Houston. The public is invited to pay their respects Friday at the church, where Mrs. Bush will lie in repose from noon until midnight.
So many good stories about her coming out. She was like the nation's grandma, you know?
She really was.
Just always kind of watching over.
Just think of her with grace.
Right? Perfect, I mean, class and grace, ruling a big family.
A California lottery winner is crediting his win to karma from a recent good deed. Michael Forsberg said before he walked into a Ridgecrest mini mart, he gave a man $6 because he thought he looked down on his luck. While he was in the store, Forsberg bought a scratch-off ticket, ended up being a $750,000 winner. He called the win an impossible dream, and it's not the first time he's won big. 7 years ago, same guy won $10,000 from the California lottery. I'm just wondering if the guy that he gave the $6 to is standing outside going, oh, you got $750,000, do you? Huh. I'm right here, still down on my luck.
Yeah, tell me you can't give me something now, huh?
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
You know, it always seems like people who win the big prizes in the lottery that they've won multiple times.
Yes.
Because they play a lot.
They play all the time. I buy a ticket every time it gets really big, then I go in and buy one. Of course I'm not going to win.
Yeah, those aren't the odds.
No.
No, we're doing it that way. All right. 8:04 now, coming up this hour, we've got Gen X versus Millennial.
We're going to open it up to all ages today, whether you're a Millennial, Gen Xer, because we've got those Hanson tickets and everybody wants them.
Heck yes. And at some point, we'll revisit Gary, I'm sure.
The first time we made love was on our wedding night.
Oh, beautiful story of love.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play.
Just because we get around.
Gen X versus Millennial.
Hanson tickets on the line this morning. They will be at Harrah's Voodoo Lounge July 8th. You want to go see them? You just have to beat us today. Doing it a little differently because everybody wants Hanson tickets. Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, they all want to go.
Right?
They're so good. Might have to mix it up a little bit. Shaylee and Truda may be playing against this contestant.
Megan is in Casey Moe. Megan, what year were you born?
1979.
Oh, you're right on the cusp.
That's a good year.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a zennial. Is that what they call that generation?
I still have yet to know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
What month were you born?
November.
Okay.
All right. You know what we're going to do, because that's right on the cusp. I'm going to have Shaylee answer one question, and Truda will answer one question going against you today, Megan, all right?
Okay.
See if you can win these Hanson tickets. Let's start with Megan. What NBC show that originally aired from 1998 to 2006 came back last September and features a gay lawyer and his best friend, an interior designer?
Will and Grace.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
14,000 points for Megan to start. Way to get off there. Shaylee, what Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian starred in these movies? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Flintstones Movie, Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Parenthood, and Strange Brew.
Assuming I've seen any of these.
You should have seen all of them. I know I loaned you my Spaceballs. By the way, I need my DVDs back.
Right.
Spaceballs, Ghostbusters, The Flintstones, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's the dad.
I did see that.
He's the dad in that
dude
film.
With the glasses. The,
yes. That you're okay. Let's keep going.
Does that work?
His name is...
I think it said that on the credits. The dude with the glasses.
Let me give you his line from Ghostbusters, no less. Okay, who brought the dog?
What does that mean?
Any idea?
Don't worry about it. It's my favorite
line. It's the
line
guy with the glasses. I don't know his name.
It's his birthday today. He is 65. Does that help?
No.
Okay. Megan, can you steal?
Is it Rick Moranis?
Of course it's Rick Moranis. Yes.
That's what I said.
Yeah. An added 10,000 points for Megan because she is clearly a genius.
Are you the keymaster?
Hey, Ghostbusters is on Netflix, so no.
There you go.
Brian Truda.
It's a watching.
A question for you this morning in Gen X versus
okay.
Millennial.
All right.
Which celebrity has kids named Mason, Penelope, and Rain? Popular celebrity,
Children's names are Mason, Penelope, and Rain, spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Sounds awfully like something Gwyneth Paltrow would do.
No, she's got Apple.
Everybody's got some sort of weird names now.
Any guesses?
Oh, come on.
What?
This is Shaylee's wheelhouse.
Is it Kate Hudson?
Oh, no! My God. Megan, can you steal? It's her birthday today. Uh-huh.
I feel like it's one of the Kardashians.
Yes, you are correct, Shaylee.
Courtney Kardashian.
It is Courtney Kardashian.
I didn't pay too much attention.
Giving Megan extra points for knowing that it was a Kardashian. And one more for you, Megan.
Okay.
Today is Conan O'Brien's birthday. He was a writer for several popular TV shows. One was an animated sitcom, another a variety comedy show. Name one of them. Conan O'Brien.
Final Space?
Ooh, I don't even know what that is. No?
I think he produced it. Oh, I honestly don't know the answer to this one.
I will give you credit for that. The Simpsons, he was a writer for that, and he was also a writer for Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes. But you clearly were the winner today with your 4 million points. You will be seeing Hanson July 8th at Voodoo Lounge.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Everybody wants those tickets.
I'm telling you.
Kate Hudson, really?
What? Mason, Rain,
Penelope.
She's got kids that have that
she's
kind
got,
of name, doesn't
she? She's got boys.
She's got two boys and then a third on the way, which is going to be a girl.
Yeah, but how is Mason and Rain? Those are boy names, aren't they?
Yes.
Be any kind of names you want.
Whatever.
Whatever to you.
Wow, can we all get along on a Wednesday?
Shaylee's
angry because I just broke the news to her that Tiger Woods is in Branson currently, and she goes, well, I got to go to Branson. How do I get to Branson? I have to be there immediately.
Right.
And she's now canceling our meeting today. Yeah. Literally, we have a staff meeting. She's trying to cancel so she can go to Branson and see Tiger Woods.
I have another meeting I forgot about.
Tomorrow's the Throwback Throwdown on the show. Jen has already picked this song, so I feel like it's going to be the winner.
I claimed it. Immediately. This is my song.
We'll have to pick three other loser songs, and you guys will vote tomorrow, and we'll see who ends up the winner.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
First of all, the movie Book Club is going to premiere in just a few weeks. May 18th is when it'll be in theaters, but we want to send you to the premiere. So if you're able to go to L.A. May 5th through the 7th, we want to make you a finalist for this big trip, a 2-night, 3-day stay along Rodeo Drive. You'll enjoy a $500 hotel credit to use toward a spa treatment. Brian's favorite, you get a wine, cheese, and chocolate basket. Enjoy that at the hotel.
Chocolate.
And you'll get to go to the premiere of the movie Book Club. Call now. You only have 2 chances left to become a finalist. Right now, and then tomorrow morning will be your last shot at it. So call now, 816-576-7102. We will try to send you out to L.A. Celebrating birthdays today, comedy writer and late-night host Conan O'Brien is 55. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, actress Melissa Joan Hart turns 42 today. And reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian is 39. People Magazine has newly renamed Beautiful Issue, where they unveil 2018's Most Beautiful Woman. And today we found out it is Pink.
Me. Oh.
Beautiful, beautiful Pink. People described her as a performer, mother, and role model whose honesty, humor, confidence, and sheer star power make her one of the most beloved and fascinating entertainers on the planet. We saw her in concert a few weeks ago. I'm telling you, it was incredible. She's flying around the Sprint Center right over your head.
She's amazing, but it just makes me feel very underaccomplished in my life.
And not only was she so great that night, we found out later she had the flu, and she was, she's flying, she's singing, she's dancing, they're switching the set. She had no less than 7 costume changes, did all of that with the flu.
Dang.
She's amazing.
Warm muscles for days.
Yes. Steve Harvey, he was on The Ellen Show yesterday talking about the Kardashian family's upcoming episode of Celebrity Family Feud. And he admitted who emerged as the star player and who didn't do so well.
Can I tell you something? Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show. He loves the show. His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working. Kanye smiled. When I introduced him, he smiled. When I talked to him at the panel, just tune in and you'll see Kanye smiling. Kim didn't know nothing.
That Celebrity Family Feud episode was filmed last month and is expected to air in May. That is your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
All right, two things. First off, congratulations, Pam from Gardner. She's caller 12. Okay, for the so she's an instant finalist for the LA trip.
All right, one more chance for you tomorrow morning.
And there was a sad story. I mean, it was Barbara Bush. This is a sad story. It's gripped the nation. People are talking about this. The first lady passed away at the age of 92. A guy who used to work with us here at the KC-102.1 Broadcasting Complex had a run-in with Barbara Bush, the first lady.
Really?
Back in the day, and is on the phone right now. Let's say good morning to RPI, Ryan Imming. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So you recounted the story on Facebook about an exchange that you had, so to speak, with the first lady.
I did, yeah. It's so funny because when I heard of her passing a couple days ago, I was telling my girlfriend about it. It's one of my favorite stories, but the best part about this is this morning I get a notification in my email that a grade school friend tagged me in this Twitter thread from another grade school friend. And this guy, who I haven't seen, I mean, maybe since high school. I think he lives up in Chicago. He's an actor now. Again, I know who he is, but he's not on Facebook, so haven't heard from him forever. He recalls in magnificent detail the entire story, which I love. And the best part of it is he talks about having a local newscast that it made the local news. I actually had that on video somewhere. I know where. Once I find my stockpile of VHS tapes, I've got the video proof of me dedicating a song to the first, or I guess the second, she was the second lady at the time.
So what happened? Like, were you on the air? What's going on? How do you dedicate a song to her?
Yeah, so Exchange City, for people that are old like me.
Yes.
Love Exchange City.
It was a place in like fourth or fifth grade you would go. I believe it was down like by Crown Center, but I can't remember. It was essentially just a city that it was like a warehouse. They turned into a city, and everybody in the class applied for jobs.
Yep.
So you would get a, you know, whatever. And so I, of course, wanted to be a DJ growing up, you know, worshiping at the altar of Randy Miller every day, and just thought, oh, it'd be so cool. And so I got the DJ job, and they told me before I went in there, they're like, they have like four, at the time, they have 445s. But if you bring your own boom box, and you can bring your own tapes and play whatever you want at the time. So, you know, me being the audio radio geek that I am, I get all my tapes, and I had the boombox, and all you did really was play these songs, and you'd hold the microphone up to the boombox speaker. I mean, it was high-tech, obviously.
Yep.
But I would have my little Walkman there on the side, so I'd cue up the songs. So I had a dual cassette boombox. I'm not bragging. I had a dual cassette boombox, so I'd have one song finished, the other one would be queued up, ready to play. I had like four tapes usually lined up, and we knew Barbara Bush was coming to visit.
Wait, to Exchange City?
Yeah, he was one of those things where she was the, at the time, Reagan was in office, and they, you know, she was the second lady.
Okay.
You know, they go around and do that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so we knew, as kids, you don't understand the gravity of it, but our parents knew it was a big deal and whatever. So she came in, she's doing, you know, she's going around, doing the rounds, like saying hi to people, meeting people, getting introduced and all that. And I dedicate a song to her, and I didn't even think about it, but the song was called Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And I announced, like, you know, we've got the first lady here. I don't remember how I ramped the song, but I basically said something about, you know, we've got the first lady, and we're so thrilled to have her, and I've got a special song. This song goes out to you, Mrs. Bush. It's Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And of course, all of the newspapers, like every, back then, you know, it was 4, 5, and 9. They're all there following her around, watching every word. And I don't even know why it's funny, but they all just double over laughing. Like they're all crying laughing. He looks kind of shocked. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And the problem was, and this is what Tim recalled that I can't believe my friend recalled, I had gotten down to where I had two songs left to choose from. One was Out of Touch by Hall & Oates, and the other one was Tush by ZZ Top. I still maintain, my argument to this day is I made the right choice. And so Tim recalls this entire thing. And so, of course, it made the news. I had the tape, but it was just, it's easily my favorite story. I'll tell it to anybody who'll listen, so thanks for letting me share it. But I got the biggest kick out of seeing somebody else remember it. Because I don't remember anything from grade school, hardly. But
Did you actually get to meet her? Did she come by the DJ booth?
I don't remember. I think there was the glass between us.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I think she like walked around, but I don't know if she actually came in. I don't think I actually got to meet her. I think she met like the mayor and like the bank, like, you know, important people.
Yeah,
you know, lowly radio people.
You know, she certainly
stayed distant.
She didn't come to see me. I worked in the warehouse. I was the warehouse supervisor.
You were?
Yes.
Oh.
I got the junkiest job they had at Exchange City.
Yeah, you must have been a bad student because the teachers like let the good students get the job they want.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, my cousin got to be mayor. Yeah,
I was at the radio station too. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I supplied you with your supplies in my warehouse.
There you go. All my brown nosing paid off. Got me my. You know, I can only imagine what that would have done if we would have had YouTube. You know, back in the day.
Oh my gosh! Right.
I can only imagine if you had picked this song.
I could have been the yodeling Walmart kid. I could have been at Coachella.
That's right. Oh, I wish you had gone ZZ Top.
Ryan, that's a great story. I wish. And now a dedication to the second lady, Mrs. Bush. Rhymes with tush.
You know what? I think maybe you guys should just do an all out 80s weekend dedication sometime for her.
Yes.
There we go, right?
With that. Just nothing but tush and out of touch on loop.
It's coming up. We call it the Totally 80s Weekend. We just have a different name for it.
Yep, that's it. Ryan, great story. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Miss you. Have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. That's so funny. Ryan used to work with us here. He had two songs left, Out of Touch or Tush. Which is better to play for the second lady?
What do you play for Barbara Bush? Come on, it would have rhymed.
Yeah. What a great memory on today. All right, that's going to wrap the show. We will see you back here tomorrow.
About time for bonus time. We take you commercial free for about 2 hours to help get you to lunchtime.
What would she have said if this song had come on? All right, you guys have a good day. Natalie's coming up this afternoon to take you home, and we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for a brand new show.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.